This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abayim, welcome everyone. Ashreichem Yisrael, to have the zchus to learn Yevamos, Daf Kuf Yod Aleph Amud Beis. Yesterday's Amud, I think, can rival the hardest Amud in Yevamos. I think today will be a bit smoother with Hashem's help. Says the Mishnah, Mishahaya Nasu L'shtei Yisoymos Ketanos, someone who is married to two minor orphans. Now we learned yesterday, the marriage to an orphan is either yes or no, as opposed to a cheresh. To a cheresh, it's mishuyarais, it's partial. To a katana, it's either yes or no. Right? That was what we learned yesterday. Umeis, and the guy died. Uba yavam ala rishayna, the yavam lived with the first one. V'chazu ba'al ha'shnia, then he lived with the second one. Or the brother lived with the second one. You don't disqualify the first one. Says Rashi, because their bia is equal. And if the first one is kanoi, so the first one is his wife, and the second one is a bias nus. And if the first one is not knuya, so they're both nachriyos. Because she was not bought or owned by your brother, and you could keep the first one, miman of shach. Either she's your full-fledged yevama, or she is just your wife. And the achroina you cannot keep. Why? Because if you're kind of the first one, then you're kind of the second one. And once you live with the first one, the second one is usher to you because you know how to build two batim. So you keep the first one and you get rid of the second one. V'chein beis charoshes ketana, the same halacha would be v'chein beis charoshes, if you're married to two charoshes. So the halacha is that if you lived with the first one, and then you lived with the second one, you don't passel the first one. As we learned by Charashos, it's Meshuyarois. So it's partial. So the halacha is that you could keep the first one. And the second one, since you already did a partial Yibum to the first one, you don't keep the second one. Ketana v'Charashos. Let's say your brother had two wives, a Ketana and a Charashos. Ba yavam ala ketana. If the yavam lived with the ketana, v'chazru ba'al ha-chareshes, and then lived with the chareshes, aisha ba'achiv ala chareshes, pasal asa ketana. You disqualify the ketana. Now the truth is, midaraisa, there's no reason to disqualify the ketana, because we learned yesterday the ketana either is kanoi to you, or is not. But the ketana was either acquired by your brother, which in that case, you live with her, she's your full-fledged Yevama. Or, if your brother did not acquire her, so she's a Nachriya to you. So really, you should be allowed to keep her. The only reason you're not is a Gezeira up to a case where you first live with the Chareshes. It's a Gezeira Drabbanan that we learned about yesterday. Rashi says, Mishum Gezeira demakadam abal Chareshes Bereisha, like the Gemara says, even though Miman of Shach she's Mutter, because she's first, if she's kanoi to you, she's kanoi, and otherwise, she's not kanoi. But it's gzeira up to the second case. So oisha ba'achiv alaktana, ba yavam alaktana v'chazu ba'achareshes oisha ba'achiv alaktana pasal saketana, ba yavam alachareshes, if the yavam lives with the chareshes, who is partially acquired, v'chazu ba'alaktana, and then lives with the katana. So if you live with the katana after, on the tzad that she's kanoi to you, then you're sort of asering the first woman. Oisha ba'achiv ala katana, pasal sachareshes. Rashi says, the reason you pasal the chareshes is because maybe the katana is kanoya to you, and the kinyan of the chareshes is what the Gemara referred to yesterday as mishuyeres, partial. Pikachas v'chareshes. Let's say your brother was married to a sane woman and a deaf mute. Ba yavam al pikachas. If the yavam lived with the sane woman. V'chazu bala charashas. Oisha ba'achiv ala charashas. Loi pasalas ha'pikachas, because the pikachas is fully acquired by you. Ba'yavim ala charashas, if the yavim lives with the charashas. V'chazar uba ala pikachas. Oisha ba'achiv ala pikachas. Pasalas ha'charashas. Because the charashas is only partially acquired. And then when the Yavam or his brother lives with the Pikachas, it asers the Chareshes. Next case. Gedoilo Ketana. If your brother was married to a adult and a minor. Ba Yavam al HaGdoilo. If the Yavam lives with the Gedoilo, V'chazur ba al HaKetana, and then lives with the Ketana. Aisha ba'achiv ala ketana, or if the brother lives with a ketana, loy pasal as hagdoila, because the gdoila is fully acquired. Ba'yavam ala ketana, the chazar ba'al gdoila, first the yavam lived with the ketana and then lived with the gdoila, so the gdoila is fully acquired and then asers the ketana is only partially acquired. Aisha ba'achiv ala gdoila, pasal as ketana. Now we have a case, Rabbi Lazar Oimer, Malam Dina Ketana Shetimayin Bay. We teach the Ketana to do Mion. So let's say in this last case, Gedoilo Ketana. If the Yavam lives with the Ketana, and then is Ba Al HaGedoila, so the halacha is melamdin asektana shetimam bay. This way, it's oiker her nesuin, and you could keep the gedoila. So, what case is this talking about? Your brother was married to a gedoila katana, and then your brother died. If the yavam lives with gedoila and then the katana, then everything is good. But if the yavam lived with the katana, and then lives with the gedoila, then the ketana becomes pasal. So, what do we say? We teach the ketana to do miyun. And then, this way you could keep the gedoila, because the truth is, if you first live with the ketana, and then you live with the gedoila, not only do you pasal the ketana, you can't stay with the gedoila anymore. Is that correct? That if you live with the ketana first and then you live with the gedoila, you can't really stay with the gedoila, because the gedoila is somewhat usher to you, because the ketana, which was suffake acquired, you weren't allowed to live with the gedoila. So it's somewhat of a bia psula. So because of that, we encourage mion, this way you could stay with the gedoila. Now, for the second time, we have the following teaching. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, Halacha k'Rabbi Elazar, the halacha is like Rav Elazar, that again over here, Melam din haktana shatima'ein. Now, V'chein Amar Rav Elazar, Halacha k'Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Pedas, is the Amoira, he says the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. Now, that means twice already we have a teaching that Melamden es haketana shatimoin. We have it in this case, and we have it, says the Gemara, Utsricha. We need both of them. We had it on Daf Kuf Tesam and Aleph, where two deaf mutes, a gdoilu katana, where the husband of the katana dies, the katana goes out because of achos isha. So it was a case of two brothers married to two sisters. If there were ketanos, or if two sisters was a gedora, there was a gedora and a katana. So if the baal of the katana dies, the katana goes out because of achas isha. The baal of the gedora dies. Rabbi Lazar says we teach the katana to do miyon. So if the husband of the gedola dies, we teach the husband to do miyon. And in both of these cases, Rabbi Lazar ben Pada said, the halacha is like Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua. So the question is, why do I need both of these teachings? It says, Gemara utzricha, di mar baha, if I would only have that case, baha kamais in that first case, then Bahach Kamar Shmuel Halacha Ka Rabbi Lazar. Only there Shmuel said the Halacha is like Rabbi Lazar. Why? Mishum Doli Kiyei Mitzvah Yibam. Because you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Yibam. Because you're married to the Ketana and the Gedolah is falling to you. So if we don't tell the Ketana to do Miyon, you were not Mekayim the Mitzvah Yibam. Ava Bahab in our case, Dekayim Mitzvah Yibam. Because what's the case in our case? You have two women falling to you. Gedoyla uketana are falling to you. So what are we going to say? You did yibum to the ketana. So then maybe we don't do miyon. At least you were mekayim yibum midrabanan. Avo bahadi kayim etzasim ema tarvayu lipki viget. But over here, where you're mekayim the mitzvah of yibum, really, by both of them, you lived with the katana, then you lived with the gedoyla. Maybe we don't say do miyon. Say give a get. They were mekayim the mitzvah of yibam. V'yishman v'yishman inon baha. And if it would just say the second case, maybe only over there mishum the gedoyla ramya kameh. The reason why you don't do miyon is because maybe only in the second case we advise you to do miyon because the gedoyla is falling to you. Mishum de gedoyla ramya kame. So she's falling to you, so you want to be able to mekayim the mitzvah of yibam. So we say do miyon because the gedoyla is falling to you. Aval idach. Lai, but in the other case, in the first case, right now the gedolah is not falling to you because you're married to the katana. So if you're married to the katana, the gedolah is not falling to you. In this case, there's a gedolah falling to you. So maybe then we'll facilitate yibam. But in the other case, you're married to the younger sister. So maybe there we don't facilitate yibam. So I would have thought maybe we only advise miyon in this case. Okay, says the Mishnah. Yavam shekatan sheba al yavama katana. A minor yavam that lives with a minor yavama. Yigdulu zemza. They stay together, they grow up with each other. He can't divorce her until he gets older because the get of a katan, Rashi says, is not a get. Ba al yavama gedayla. If a katan lives with a yavama gedayla, to Gadlanu, she should raise him. He should stay with her. Hayivama sha'amra b'tach shalishim yam. Yivama that within 30 days, she says, lo nevalti. He didn't do bia to me. I'm stuck over here. He never did bia. If he did bia, then he could divorce me with a get. He wants to give me a get. But I don't want to. The get's not going to work. Because he never did yibam. So we force him to give her chalitza. So she says he didn't do yibam. Now the Gemara explains that we're talking about a case, Rashi says, that she has a get. He says, I had bia, and I did bia, and the get gets rid of her. And she says, no, he gave me a get because he wants to passel me for yibam. But therefore, he still has to give me chalitza. So the halacha is, then we force him to give her chalitza. We force him to give her chalitza. But if they were already together 30 days, we ask him, kindly give her chalitza. But we assume Yibum was done. And since we assume Bio was done, we're not going to force him to give her chalitza, but we're going to ask him. He's neman to say that I had Bia, and here's the get. However, she will not be mutter because she's going to need chalitza. In other words, we trust him that he did Bia and he gave her a get, but we don't allow her to go free because she claims he didn't do Bia. So we ask him, do us a favor, release her. If he agrees that he didn't do Bia, even after 12 months, so we force him to give her chalitza. Hanoideras hana miyavama, one who makes a neder of hana from miyavama, b'chaye bala, while her husband is alive. Let's say while her husband's alive, he says, my brother-in-law, I aser b'hana. If then her husband dies and she falls to yibum, so we force him to give her chalitza because she can't do yibum because she's aser b'hana. La'achar mises bala, but if it's after her husband died, so where she's clearly making the nether because she doesn't want to do yibum, then we're not going to force him to give chalitza, but we ask her. We ask him. So we ask him to give her chalitza. V'mneskavno lekach, if her kavana was dafka, not to do yibum, even though her husband was alive, afilu b'chaye bala, even in the lifetime of her husband, mevakshin himenu sheyachotza, we ask of him that he should do chalitza. Okay, says the Gemara, lema, now this Mishnah is saying, a yavam katan shabal yavam agatana, they grow up together. Moreover, if a katan lived with a yavam agadoyla, they stay together. Now we know Reb Meir is of the opinion that we're choshesh for the miyot. So, and we're concerned that a minor cannot do yibum because maybe ultimately they will not be able to be lahakim la'achiv shem. So most Tanoim say, look, they can stay together because in all likelihood they will be able to procreate. But Reb Meir says, look, right now we don't know for sure, and you can't rely on the roiv. So the Gemara says, "Lema masnisin like Reb Meir." Shall we say the mission is not like Reb Meir? The Tani we learned in a brayso, katan uketana, loicholtzin v'loimi mesiamim. They can't do chalitza or yibum. Katan, Rashi says, maybe he will be found to be a sris. Ketana, maybe she'll be found to be an islandess. They're not bnei yibum, and if they turn out to be a sris or an islandess, then they'll be an iser veishasach. So Reb Meir says a katan or ketana cannot do yibum or chalitza. Says the Gemara, afilu tamer Reb Meir. You could even say it's Reb Meir. Ki amar Reb Meir gedoyla lekatan ketana legado. You know when Reb Meir is concerned? If an adult woman to live with a katan, because the katan might turn out to be a sris, and then the adult woman is violating a chayve krisos of eishasach. The katan's not doing anything wrong because the katan's not chayv in mitzvahs. Or a ketana legadol, a minor girl to a gadol. There, the ketana might turn out to be an islandess, and the gadol is doing something wrong. The chadminayo bia di surhu, one of them might be doing a bia of isur. Aval katan, habal ketana, but if they're both ketanim, it's not a problem. Even if they don't pan out, and one turns out to be a Swiss or an islandess, right now they're not chayv and mitzvahs. The tarbayo ki adodina, they're both equal. Lo yamar, Reb Meir never said it over there. Aye, but one of the cases that the Mishnah allows is a katan that lives with the Yavama Gedoyla, they could stay together. How are you going to explain that? Isn't there a concern? Maybe he'll be a sris and she's doing something wrong. So Gemara says, well, the Mishnah didn't say they're allowed to live together l'charchila. It says if he lived with her, they could stay. Amar Rav Chanina choyza ba shani. It's different if he already lived with her. It says Gemara v'hatikad lenu kamar. But it says they grow up together. The chobio biyadi suru. They could continue to live together. Ela machvarta masisim like Rav Meir. But clearly the Mishnah then is not like Rav Meir. Okay, the Mishnah is not like Rav Meir. Ask the Gemara, Kari Kan Lahakim Laachiv Shem Bahai La Bar Hachihu. How could a katan do Yibum here, even not according to a mayor, but he's not capable of fulfilling the purpose of Yibum, which is to procreate and to establish a name for his brother? Says the Gemara, well, Amar Abai, Amar Akra, Yavama Yavayala, called her Yavam lives with her, regardless of who he is and what stage he's at. Any Yavam will live with the Yavama, even if he's a Katan. We darshan, Yavama, Yava, Yaleha, any Yavam. Comes Rav and Rav says, forget that. There's another reason why we have to allow a Katan. Because if we wouldn't allow a Katan because he's not capable of Lahakim L'achim Shem, we know there's a principle in Yibam that anything which is asr at the time of Yibum doesn't become mutter. It's we say Nesra. Rava Amar, Balav Hachinami Loi Matzi Amrit. Even without the drasha Yivama Yavaleha, you can't say there's an issue. Because Mi'ika Midi, would there be something, the Hashta Sirele Labasu Shaita Sharia, that now it's asr and later becomes mutter? Vamar of Yidam Rav, Yivama. Any Yavam that I don't consider at the time of Nefila Yavama Yavayala is like an Eshesach. So you have to say that the fact that he will become a Gadol allows him to do Yibam now. Because if it didn't allow him to do Yibam now, if he can't do Yibam now, he can never do Yibam. Because anybody who at the time of Nefila can't do Yibam is not allowed to do Yibam later. We darshan anyone who I don't call at the time of Nefila, Yivama Yavala, can never do Yibam. So Gemara says, maybe that's the case. Maybe Eina Chanami. Maybe any time a woman falls to a Katan, you can't do Yibam now or later. The Eima HaChanami, Amar Akra, the Pasuk says, Ki Yeshua Achim Yachdav, if brothers live together, Afilu Ben Yoim Echad, which means, as long as the guy is one day old, and he lived together with his brother in the same world, we call it Yavama Yava Yaleha. And therefore, it has to be that a katan could do Yibam even before he's a gadol, because if he couldn't, then he would not be able to do Yibam later, because kol she'en ani kariba Yavama Yava Yaleha b'shas nefila, then would be asr later. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we'll hold it over here. Wishing everyone a wonderful night. Bez Hashem, next week, I believe the schedule will be Sunday and Tuesday. Okay? Kol tov, everyone. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Have a
good night.
Thank you. Good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.